All right, how many
this
of you children
is a
are thankful for your
mothers? For Mac.
Amen. Hey, I'm the one up here, you know, explaining the ministry and everything, but God, we serve as a family, you know? And there's no way that we could do things if our whole family wasn't in it. So I'm thankful for my wife. I'm very thankful. I'm thankful for everyone here who's had an impact in my wife's life, you know, as she's been growing up. This is a demonstration
of Flip
and
for Mac.
I'm thankful that God brought us together and that we're able to serve Him in the Philippines. And we've been doing that the last couple of years, and we're going to show a video in just a second. I want to just maybe just share a couple things. We went to the Philippines, and our goal was to reach prisoners and to reach people in public schools. And as you can see from my wife's testimony, that the Holy Spirit changed our hearts. All right, we did
this
go
is
reach
a demonstration
prisoners.
Of
you know,
Mac.
The last couple of years we've been learning Cebuano, and we've been working with a missionary that's been there 9 years. And so we found out that there wasn't anybody preaching in the prisons in our area. So we decided to go there. And our philosophy was, well, we believe that God uses the local church. And so we train workers in local churches to do the ministry there in the prisons. And so now every one of those five prisons
has a church that has adopted that jail.
It's Filipino National Churches, and they're going in every week. And we're just mentoring them. We're just teaching them how to do it. And then now they're going in, and God supplied Bibles. They're bringing Bibles in there. They're doing discipleship work in the Cebuano language. And when people get saved, they get the opportunity to get baptized, and they get to meet the pastor there, and they go after their family. And I know families that are
this
in church
demonstration
now.
Of
because that volunteer from that church has gone just above and beyond and gone to their house and gone to have Bible studies with them. So it's just fun to watch God working there. And so all those that are in prisons in our region have active ministries now from local church volunteers. And then we're working in public schools. And, you know, you can go and preach in any public school, you know, that in the Philippines. And you could go around and around. The best thing we know how
is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
I'm connected with the church there. And so that's what we started doing. We started training people in the church we were working in and also other areas where there were. And to get them teaching every day, teaching the Bible to the students. So if you walked into a school right now, they would say, "May un buntag, Pastor Mike." They say, "Good morning, Pastor Mike," or "Good morning, Pastor Shearer." All right, and you would say, "What is truth?" And they say,
"This is a demonstration
the Bible,
of Flip
okay,
for Mac.
And in the public school, and then we tell them, "What are we going to learn today? The Bible." All right. And then when we tell them to read such and such text, the students stand up and read the text. Yeah. And then when we teach from the Bible. All right. And I'll give you a testimony of one young man. He says, we were teaching about mental stability or
this
being
is a demonstration
in your right mind. And
Flip
we said,
for
you cannot be in your right mind if you have unconfessed sin. All right. So we taught them that we have to confess our sins. And if we do that, then He is what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins, all right? And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we told him that. He says, "Pastor Mike," he goes, "before this lesson, I never felt that my earthly father accepted me as his son." He says, "But when I learned from the Bible, you taught
this
us
is a demonstration
that if we confess our sins and we place our trust in Christ, He in Psalm 68, He'll be a father of the fatherless."
Yep.
He says, "I asked Jesus to be my father today." He goes, "And I'm so thankful that He will never cast me aside and say He's not my son." That's the power of the Bible, all right? So this is what we get to watch God doing on a daily basis. All right, that is a lot of fun.
This
we get
is
to
a
work
demonstration
with people in cemeteries.
Of Flip for Mac.
And better than that, we get to go up in the mountains and hand out Bibles like this to people that have never seen a Bible in their lifetime. Now, there's a lot of works, different places in the Philippines, but largely in the mountains and the provincial areas, there's not as much. And so there's people, I mean, they're 20 minutes from the city, all right, and they've never seen a Bible. ever in their lifetime. Can you imagine? You know why? The priest says, don't read the Bible, it'll make you blind. It'll make you crazy. Don't read it. And you know what's they're very controlling. They'll say, come to our church, and so they'll go there. And when the people don't have enough money to pay their bills, they'll take a loan from the Catholic Church, and they'll charge them 20 to 25% interest. And when they don't pay it, they'll take their property from them. Or they'll say, you have to work for us. They don't want the truth to be told. They don't want them to read the scripture.
This is a demonstration of
faith. Where we want to give every single person the word of God. You know, we want it to send like missiles flying everywhere. You know, I mean, we really do. And so that's one thing you can pray for. Pray that God will supply Bibles. He supplied 250,000 Bibles since, you know, we've been there 2 years. We've been back here and we've been traveling since January. Since January, he supplied over 250,000 Bibles. Okay, this Bible is a parallel English Sobrano.
This is a demonstration.
We're going to do it in paperback. $3 a Bible. If anybody wants to be a part of that, so we'll pray for that. That's our short term. So pray for those Bibles. Pray we're here because God's doing great things. But because of the value of the peso dropped from 52 pesos a dollar to 38 to 41, it goes back and forth. We had enough support, all right, but now we need more. But we're just praying God will take care of that. He'll take care of it in about 10% more.
This is a demonstration.
We're praying the Holy Spirit will just speak to people and provide for that. And then finally, before you see the video, we have brochures on the back for a project called the Philippine Dream Center. Okay? So God burdened our people for these people that you'll see. We're singing. We're having Bible clubs. We're bringing them to church right now. But they don't have houses. Okay? And God has blessed our nation, really. God has blessed us. And we found out the government gave these people land, 20 by 20 lots to build houses. And so we prayed and we said, well, I think God could supply some houses. And so we put together a plan and talked with the mayor of our city. He's a Christian now. We've been praying for him for 2.5 years. He got saved. In a city where it's 97% Catholic, all right, there's 6 million people there. Mayor Mike Rama, we said, if we build houses for the people, at least 50, will you give us a portion of land in the middle for a church and an educational center?
This is a demonstration
during the
day. Flip for Matt.
He says, okay, Brad, yeah, that's fine. All right, so God did that. So our plan, you can read the brochure. If you have any questions, ask us. It's to build at least 50 houses so that people can move out of the cemetery. Okay?
Right.
They have to be a part of building it to be able to live there. Okay? We've got plans going. In the center of the village will be a church. All right? We have a national man that believes it's God's will for us to help us start that. So Lord willing, as it continues, he would be a great candidate for a pastor as the Lord leads. And we're going to help them plant vegetable gardens, all right, and watch God provide, all right, the way he intended us, to get vegetables and fruits out of the ground. We're going to buy some chickens and roosters, and there's going to be a lot of fun things that are going to be happening. So read the brochure. If you have any questions, you can ask us afterwards.
This is a demonstration.
The houses for one family to come out of the cemetery and live there, it costs $1,500 to build a house, about 10 by 18 block with a metal roof. Anyone that wants to be a part of that, there's already been 22 houses that God's provided for. Okay, if you want to be a part of that, we're actually making cornerstones on those houses where it would be in memory of such and such church or in memory of your family. Or if you want to go together with someone, we're building
a
website, PhilippineDreamCenter.com, so you can see updates, live video, pictures. And even we're going to have internet service where you can come and pray. Like your church, we could Skype, and you could pray with the family that you've adopted there and say, we love you. We're praying for you. We're thankful that God brought you out of death in the cemetery and brought you somewhere. And the property is on a hill. It's surrounded there's over 6,500 people within a half mile.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And there's already about 80 of the people that are going to be moving there, coming to church with us. So we want to have a place where they can come to church and invite their neighbors. So that was a lot. That was a lot of information. All right. But if you have any more questions, please feel free to come and talk with us afterwards. If I have the answer, I got a lot of stuff prepared, I'll tell you. If I don't have the answer, then I will research it and get back to you. Okay? I promise that. So this video,
this is
about a 6-minute video. It gets to show you how much fun it is to be a missionary. We get to have fun teaching people the Bible. We sing songs with them. We bring them to Christ. So this is a day in the Philippines. Okay?